Everybody will be happy over there. Oh, everybody will be happy. Will be happy over there. We will shout and sing God's praise, and everybody will be happy over there. Oh, there we'll meet the one who saved us and who kept us by his grace and who brought us to that land so bright and fair. Oh, we will praise his name forever as we look upon his face. Everybody will be happy over there. Oh, everybody will be happy. Will be happy over there. We will shout and sing God's praise. Everybody will be happy over there. Oh, when the road is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Sing that again. Oh, when the road is called up yonder, 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 and everybody will be happy.
The first verse, when the roll is called,
oh, when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. Oh, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is gone.
good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Sister Faith, I don't know if we have, there's a song we should have back there. What a wonderful thing. What a wonderful thing to be free from sin.
What a wonderful thing, a very wonderful thing, to be free from sin and have Christ within, to be made joint heirs with Jesus my Lord. What a wonderful, wonderful thing. What a wonderful thing, a very wonderful thing, to be free from sin and have Christ within, to be made a joint heir with Jesus my Lord. What a wonderful, wonderful thing. Oh, what a wonderful thing, a very wonderful thing, to be free from sin and have Christ within, to be made a joint heir with Jesus my Lord. What a wonderful, wonderful thing. Oh, what a wonderful thing, a very wonderful thing, to be free from sin and have Christ within, to be a joint heir with Jesus my Lord. What a wonderful, wonderful thing. Oh, what a wonderful thing, a very wonderful thing, to be free from sin and have Christ within, a joint heir with Jesus my Lord. What a wonderful, wonderful, oh hallelujah, yes, it's a wonderful thing, a very wonderful thing, to be free from sin and have Christ within, to be made a joint heir with Jesus my Lord. What a wonderful, wonderful.
Free from sin, praise the Lord, to be free from unbelief, amen, to have your faith in Christ and not in the economy, not in the government, praise the Lord, amen. It's a wonderful thing to know that we are free from sin, praise the Lord, amen, amen, amen. Let's pray together tonight. Heavenly Father, we come with such a testimony tonight to say it's a wonderful thing to be in your house, Lord, to be gathered with brothers and sisters of like precious faith. We can come, Lord, together with such a hope in our heart, Lord, and such a song on our lips to be made joint heirs with Jesus, our King, is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful feeling. Lord, not what we will be, what we are right now, and what your grace is doing in our life. We are so grateful, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, everything you have brought us through from the beginning of the week, Lord God. We are standing right in the middle of the week, Lord Father, lifting praises to you. So thank you, Father, and appreciate you for your goodness, your love, and your mercy. Oh, God, I pray, help us tonight, Father. Lord, as we come to just acknowledge your goodness, Lord. You've been so good to us, oh, God. Oh, Father, Lord, we need words to say, oh, God, Father. And I pray that you will give grace tonight, Lord Jesus. It will not be a preaching service tonight. It will be an expression, Lord Father. Oh, God, we thank you. What a good God you are. What a wonderful Father. We love you. We appreciate you, dear Lord. Bless the service now, oh, God. And we remember, Lord Father, those that are not with us tonight. We commit them into your hands, oh, Father. Oh, God, we pray that your grace, Lord, will be with all the brothers and sisters, oh, God, Lord. And, Father, we remember, Lord, the sick in the house of faith. We commit them into your hands, Lord, and ask your blessing. What a wonderful Father you are. We thank you, Lord. Bless the service now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. You may have your seat. Thank you, musicians. Praise the Lord. Amen. Psalm chapter 107. Brother Troy preached my message last Wednesday, but he never used my notes, so I can still make use of it. Praise the Lord. It was a good service. It was a good service. Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hands of the enemy, and gather them out of the lands from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. They wander in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Praise the Lord. Can we all read that verse 8 together? Oh, that man will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Heavenly Father, bless your word tonight. Speak to us, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you. You may have your seat. Amen. So like I said last Wednesday, I want to talk on God is good. But this is where my inspiration is. Oh, that man who praised the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works. Now, then, when you read this psalm, you realize that David starts right here. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endure forever. And then when he get over to verse 8, he says this, oh, that man who praised the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful work. Verse 9, he starts with another testimony again. He starts to testify how God satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness. Then he gets down to verse 18. Then he says it again. Oh, the man who praises the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works. Then he starts another testimony again. For he have broken the gates of brass and have cut the bars of iron asunder. Praise the Lord. And then as he goes on in verse 21, then he repeats that again. Oh, that man who praised the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works. Praise the Lord. And as soon as he finished with that, then he starts another testimony again. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I love when he says here, oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his goodness, for his mercy endure forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say, our God is good and his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. Amen. if we can just learn to say that. I will start up here with a quotation from Charles Spurgeon. He said, here, if we complain less and praise more, we should be happy and God will be more glorified. Let us daily praise God for common mercy, common as we frequently call it, and yet so priceless. Amen. You know that sometimes it takes something to bring you to either a message or to a testimony. Something have most of the time will bring us to things that we will say. Amen. If a person will sing a special, sometimes something will bring them to singing a special. Amen. Or a person will read a poem, sometimes something will bring them to reading a poem. And you know, at the beginning of the year, I started speaking on the message that I've not even gone into yet about abuse. And then I started looking into how the greatest abuse that ever took place is religion. Now, Brother Branham said religion is a covering. Realize that when Satan abused God's children in the Garden of Eden, he gave them a covering. Amen. And with that covering, what did they do? They ran and hid themselves from God. Praise the Lord. So religion, in as much as it has helped, it has its positive place there, but it have always put man in the place of being hid from God. Sometimes we hide behind church, and then most especially for us in the message, we hide behind the message. I believe the message, and then we conform to dress code, you know, and you know, we take water baptism as our badge, and then sometimes when we are faced with some life experience, some experience of life, then we come to ourselves. We wake up and realize that we need more of God. Amen. That's part of all that we have learned and all that we have heard, all that we have read. We realize that we need God in the inside. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need him to be the captain of this ship. Praise the Lord. Against the task of life. Glory be to God. I kind of exposed myself to studying different things and not really in the sense of challenging the message, but I just started looking at most especially old writers, men that were you know, men that had burden for God. Men that were blessed to study the word of God, and the more I read some of their materials, the Lord helps and you know, and just open the message, and he has just been the blessing. I start to see some things. I even understand some things that Brother Branham said better by looking at the way those things. You know, Brother Branham talks about thinking man filter. It all depends on what a person is looking for. And even something I was listening to today on my way to work. It was just such a blessing. And I pray to look into it. And I can give you a little gist of that. You know, Brother Branham, in a message recognizing your dead in this message, he spoke about how we were at a junction of time where people were crying for revival. He says there was a cry going everywhere for revival fire. And people were fasting and praying. And the church was wanting revival. But Brother Branham, in that message, he taught us that what was happening at the time was God has waved before the age the message of the hour. Now remember now, he's preaching the message, recognizing your day and this message. Recognizing what God is doing. Praise the Lord. And Yeri said that God has brought a messenger that is vindicated by the scripture. Praise the Lord. And, all the churches want him for the healing ministry. They want him, you know, for the discernment. You know, when Brother Branham gets there, he preach, and he gets into the channel. I mean, it was just wonderful. For the first time, the generation they have saw people with gifts of healing, but never have it been that gift of discernment in the way that God was using Brother Branham. Praise the Lord. But you see, it was the two signs that was on the scene, the voice, amen, and the sign. And the voice was the message. But what was happening is that the people were dwelling on the sign, and they were not taking heed to the message. Praise the Lord. Amen. And because of that, you know, everybody looking for the revival and wanting the revival, and that is for an age. I'm going to bring that to the individual. But what is happening is that many times, Brother Branham says, what was happening is because there was a message on the land and the people were failing to recognize their day and their message. What actually they wanted was in the message. What actually they were looking for revival, it was in the message. Praise the Lord. And sometimes that is the way with the believer. We want more of God. You know, it's we want revival. We want to be on fire for God. We want to have a prayer life. But what actually it is, all of that thing that is ringing to our mind, the actual thing that God is calling us to is obedience. That desire for more of God is just obedience. Obedience to the simple thing. The little things. Praise the Lord. Obedience to the little thing. You ever say we want to be on fire for God? We want to testify. If God can just put on fire, we can win soul for God. And we have all of this thing burning in our heart. But what actually... the small still voice in all of those things that is happening is God is calling us to obedience. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, if we If we find grace and favor in the sight of the Lord, where we can obey God's voice, like Brother Troy preached last week, return back to righteousness. Amen. Do the things that we have been taught right to do. You will realize that desire to be on fire for God will not be something that you will be anxiously desiring or regretting why you are not there, but you will see yourself in some way, even in your little prayer time or your little reading of the word, you will be on fire. Just that little time you will spend with God, you will be on fire. Every little time with God, it will just be another page in the book. Now remember, obedience is better than sacrifice. Praise the Lord. So, those are some other things that have really, really, really been, I've been kind of for soul searching myself, looking at different, different approach, looking at the different ways that I've done things. I mean, in my own walk with God, so let me read this, and we will go into what we want to talk about. Let us daily praise God for the common mercy, common as we frequently call them, yet so priceless, that when deprived of them, we are ready to perish. Let us bless God for the eyes with which we behold the sun. Praise the Lord. We take it so common. We wake up in the morning, our eyes open, we can see. We don't even think that we can see. Praise the Lord. We don't even think that we can see. Because every morning we wake up, we can see. But if it will ever happen when we wake up when we can't see, then we will be desiring to see. But we can see every morning. And it does not even come to our mind that we can see. But we can see. Let us bless God for the eyes with which we behold the sun, for the health and strength to walk abroad. Amen. For the bread we eat, for the raiment we wear. Praise the Lord. Let us praise him that we are not cast out among the hopeless. Praise the Lord. You drive by, you see someone hiking on the road. People in whatever condition of life they are, sometimes we must learn to thank God. Praise the Lord. No matter what state of life we are in, no matter what state of life we are in, no matter what is going on with us, God is good. God has been so good. Praise the Lord. God has been so, so, so good. Let us praise him that we are not cast out among the hopeless or confined among the guilty. Let us thank him for liberty, for friends, for family, association and comfort. Let us praise him, in fact, for everything which we receive from his bounteous hands, for we deserve little and yet are most plenteously endowed. Praise the Lord. God has been so good to us. Even as a church, God has been good to us. As a family, God has been good to us. Praise the Lord. God is good. Let the redeemed say so. Amen. Let the redeemed say so. God is good. Praise the Lord. That is the reason why Jesus taught us in the Lord's Prayer. When we come to pray, we say, Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. Brother Branham says, it's praise. We must start with thanksgiving. We must start to thank him. Praise the Lord. We must start to thank him. That's one of the things that, religion has burdened us with our needs. So we come with this mind before God. He's the one that can supply our needs. He's the one that can solve our problem. So when we get before God, the first thing we start to do is problem. Lord, you know what I'm going through. Oh, God, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. Oh, God, and this, and little gratitude we show to God. Even the ability to come to God, we must be thankful. We must be thankful that, Lord, I can come and call upon your name. That I can come. If God will do nothing good for you anymore in your life, God has been good. Praise the Lord. For the fact that you can be able to reckon that he was good and he's no longer good, he is good. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Oh, that man will praise the Lord. Oh, that man will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Word going crazy, and if there is God, why all of this trouble? With all the troubles that are going on around the world, the wars, the crisis, the famine, there are more good things that are happening than the bad things that is happening. If things were more worse, we would not be sitting in church tonight. For the fact that we are sitting in church, it's a good thing that is happening. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. There is more good things that are happening in the world. God is gathering the bride. God has missionaries on the field. God is still healing the sick. There are more good things that are happening. The Lord. Oh, that man will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works. See how the psalmist said it to the children of men, not only to the redeemed, but to the children of men. People woke up this morning now, no thought of God in their mind, but yet God has been good to them. Oh, that man will praise the Lord. Oh, when we go down the street and see people, no matter what their situation is, we must be able to thank God that you know about that, what that person is going through. Praise the Lord. That you know what that person is going through too. For them to be going through what they are going through and still have life in their body, you are a good God. Are we together? Oh, that man who praised the Lord. I was reading all of this testimony I'm trying to channel my mind to see if I could break them into different. It was four different times that David repeated that. Oh, that man who praised the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of man. Praise the Lord. I was trying to look through there and see if he was addressing certain situation. And when you read a psalm one time, it looks like he's talking about Israel coming out of Egypt, or he's talking about the people going through the wilderness. But in the way that David put the psalm and the way he addressed it, for the fact that he says to the children of men. So he's thinking about different situations of life. Amen. He's thinking about people in wilderness, in lost condition. He's thinking about people in sick condition. He's thinking about people being famished without food. Oh, that man who praise the Lord. Oh, that man who just think about something. Think about something to thank God for instead of complaining. Just think about something to thank God for. Because it's not when it is happening, then it is happening. It is happening before it starts happening. Amen. We wait to see it happening before we acknowledge that it is happening, but it's already happening. And God is doing what pleases him. Praise the Lord. So you see that, you know, I was listening to Christian program today, and they were talking about gambling. Brother Branham is talking a little testimony here, and I was reading the testimony, and then that thought came to my mind, and it was, you know, talking about all of these people, you know, trying to play lotto and get rich overnight, and I never saw this side that the gentleman spoke about, and I appreciate it. It gave me a very good approach to that subject. And what he said is that one of the reasons why gambling is not good, he says, the word of God don't encourage it. It's against God's word. But the fact there is that if you look at a lot of the people that have got rich overnight, it's because there was no sense of training. Their end is always worse. Amen. They never got no training of handling money and using it wisely. Praise the Lord. And because they never got that training of handling money and investing and getting the return, they got this money overnight right there, you know, $10,000 or how many, you know, how much money comes right there, through the lotto. So in their mind, they don't know how to start planning because there was no form of training. Okay. So at the first place, they go and start, you know, they just start buying money and they start offering people money and you know, they just start buying and before they realize everything is gone, they're broke, they are in debt. So it was that training part. It was that training part that kind of caught my attention. Praise the Lord. And the different things the Bible says, for all things work together for good. Because God is good. Amen. And because God is good, so everything he's doing is good. Everything that God is doing is good. Praise the Lord. The Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from God. Everything he gives us is good and perfect. Because only goodness can only come from God. Praise the Lord. If a man will be good, it's because he has been influenced. Amen? He has been influenced by a God that is good. God is good. Praise the Lord. Amen. These are some of the messages where you are anxious to preach. And when you start preaching, you don't even know where to start. You don't even know where to start. Because you can run it from Genesis to Revelation and start another series for the rest of the year. Preparation, Brother Branham said here, he says, now, if God is good enough, he said, if it was me, if people didn't believe my word, that would be all right. They could take their choice, but not our Heavenly Father. Amen? Praise the Lord. You know, I was reading this as I was looking through this, and Brother Branham says here, if it was me, if people didn't believe my word, you know what went to my mind? I wouldn't even look at them again. I wouldn't even care for them. Praise the Lord. Well, that's the common human instance. We always will care for those that listen to us. Praise the Lord. And Brother Branham says, that will be all right. They could take their choice. I said, well, he's trying to be nice here. But if it is me, I won't look at them. But not our Heavenly Father. He's so kind. So if they don't believe his word, then he will set in the church different order and things like that. Just doing everything he can to send our soul that he can get. Isn't that right? And how we ought to love him. How we ought to appreciate him for his great power. Praise the Lord. In a sense, Brother Branham is saying that God, in his goodness, he's speaking to us, and we still have our mind made. He's doing everything. He's doing everything. Using everything. Every resource that he can use just to be able to get our attention. That's his goodness. Praise the Lord. For the matter of fact, we must be running after him. But he's the one that is running after us day and night. Because he's a good God. Praise the Lord. That's the God we call our Father. It's the one that we come to worship. Praise the Lord. That is the reason why there should be nothing to take our attention from the worship of God. We must not just come and play religion. Just come in and have a church association. We must come and give him praise. We must worship him. Amen. We must fellowship with his word. We must embrace his word. We must take the word to our heart and say, yes, Lord, you are good. sign of the Messiah. Brother Branham said, God is good. God is great. God is precious. God is real. God is here. Amen. Praise the Lord. You believe that tonight? Amen. David, over and over in the psalm, he always associates this, God's goodness and his greatness. Praise the Lord. Amen. He always associates God's goodness and his greatness. He will say it's, you know, and it's, he's good and he's greatly to be praised. Great is our God. You know, he always associates the two. Praise the Lord. Why? Because the devil works in a way to reduce God to a church. He tried to reduce God to a religion. Or reduce God to a favorite preacher. Amen. And because if the devil can achieve to reduce our God, you will not be able to see God's goodness. Praise the Lord. But if your God is great and he fills everything, you will see good in everything you see. Praise the Lord. Every man that is on the face of the earth, that life that he has comes from God. So in every man that is on the face of the earth, even Barabbas, even though he's not here, praise the Lord, there is goodness in every mortal. There is goodness. Even the worst criminal in prison. Because the life he has comes from God. There is goodness in every man. The thing about it is how to get it out. It's how to be able to fish that goodness out. Praise the Lord. Sometimes that's the patience we don't have. You see, that's the reason why God, he can bear with a man. A man can be evil, he can be rascal, he can bear with that man, he can bear with him and bear with him and bear with him. And you realize that somewhere down his life, even though manifesting that goodness is not attached to salvation or redemption, but because he's made by God, because he's made by God. You know, like Brother Branham talks about, he says that old mother, she will never say evil about anybody. She will never speak evil about anybody. So they asked her one time, says, what's about the devil? She said, he's a good adversary. He's very good at his job. He knows how to bring trials. It's how to fish that goodness out. Glory be to God. God is good. He's great. He's precious. Amen. He's real. Praise the Lord. God is good. Is God. Don't allow the thoughts flowing through your mind to darken God's goodness. Amen. Don't allow the pains going through your body to seize God's goodness from your view. No matter what we are going through, we must always be able to say, God is a good God. Oh, the man who praise the Lord for his goodness. It does not have to be happening to you. Amen? If you just look away from yourself a little bit, if you can see nothing good happening in your life, just look away from yourself a little bit. But you see that selfish desire of man, it has to be me before it's good. It has to be me. I have to be in it. Possessing the gates. Just pick a few coats tonight so we can just fellowship around it. But the promise of God is good for every gate. Amen? Every gate. God's promise is good. Praise the Lord. Which means whatever is the circumstance, whatever will stop us, there is a promise that God made and is good to take us through that. But the promise of God is good at every gate, no matter what the gate is. God's promise is good. He shall possess the gates of his enemy. That's settled. Now he's talking a little bit about Joshua here coming down to Jordan. That morning, perhaps I'm going to believe that the devil has storm clouds hanging everywhere. The big old muddy waters rolling down the fields, all swept across by the flood. Oh, what a tempting time. But Joshua said, get ready. You are going to see the glory of God. Because why? He serves a good God. Praise the Lord. God is good. All the time. Amen? God is good in every situation. Oh, that man will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of man. Praise the Lord. For his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of man. Oh, the man who praise the Lord. Somewhere you think about the people over there in Syria, in Yemen, all of those places, there, Libya, where they have to be running from here and there, and you know, and they can hardly have a good meal, but yet God sustaining their lives. Yet somebody going to come out of there to write the story. Praise the Lord. You see, when it comes to God's goodness, I can't say it enough like the way David said it to the children of men. He never said God is good to Israel. God is good to his people and to the redeemed. But you see, we have the opportunity. We are the people that can look. Those other people that are benefiting from God's goodness might not be in a position to praise God because they were not ordained to praise God. But we are the people we can hear the news on the radio, no matter how horrible it is, and say God is good. Praise the Lord. And say, God is good. I shared with you the other day coming to church and just listening to the news of a mother that ran down to the Catholic church right there. And that big Catholic church there just ran there and hid herself. I think she gave birth and she who would not take care of the child, just went and put the child there in one of the garbage bucket there in the Catholic church. And when the priest and whoever there heard the baby crying, found the baby, I still remember the name, Nathan David. That was the name that little child. Praise the Lord. God is good. There was no father around to name the child, but yet the child got a name because God is good. He will grow and not even know what situation his mother was in because God is good. I really thought I was going to be emotional tonight. I really thought I was going to be like an evangelist running all over the place preaching this message. But it's like I'm just caught up in it, Brother Scott. I'm just caught up in it because there's just a lot of things going through my mind. God is good. Praise the Lord. Sister Faith, can we play that? Are we able to? Okay. Let's just listen to Brother Branham saying this. We'll go to the Lord in prayer tonight. And if you can also project the words for us.
Give the best that we have. We're his children. He wants us to have the best that we have. And he wants us to have the best that there is. Do you believe that? Down in Louisiana. We had a little colored brother down there, a Pentecostal brother, and he was a nice old preacher. I saw a lot of him, and he kind of had my hobby of liking to hunt, and so he, one day, they had an old fellow there, his name was Gabriel, but they called him Gabe just for short. And old Gabe was a nice old fellow, but we couldn't get him to line up with the church. The pastor would do everything for him he could, but he just wouldn't line up with the church. Had a fine, sainted wife, good woman. She prayed constantly, and the pastor tried to get him to come to church, but he just wouldn't do it. He loved to gamble a little and so forth and drink a little. He just wouldn't line up with the church. One day, the pastor went hunting. And when on the road coming home, now Gabe was the poorest shot there is in Louisiana. He couldn't hit a inside of a barn with the doors closed. So they went out hunting that day, and that evening coming in, they had just loaded down with birds and rabbits and so forth, all the game. It was on Saturday afternoon. They were going hobbling along an old familiar path along the side of a hillside. Old Gabe kept looking over his shoulder, seeing the sunset. Walk on a little farther, directly down his big dark cheeks, the tears begin to roll. The pastor is going on in front with rabbits tied over sticks and hanging over his shotgun and going along like that. After a while, a great big dark hand reached across his shoulder. He looked around and said, "Pastor?" They turn around and said, "Yes, Dave." Says, "You see that sun setting under?" "Yes." Said, "That's setting on both of our brows." Said, "Setting on both of our brows." He said, "You know what I'm going to do?" He said, "I'm coming down to the Mona's Bench in the morning." Down south, I don't know what you know what the Mona's Bench is here at the office. He said, "Then I'm going to rise up from there. I'm going back to my precious wife and take my seat. And after you baptize me, I'm going to become a member of this church. And I'm going to remain in that church until death shall set me free." The pastor dropped his gun, throwing his arms around old Gabe, and he said, "Gabe, you know I'm happy to hear that." He said, "I want to ask you something, Gabe." He said, "What sermon did I preach that caused you to change your mind? Or what hymn did we sing in the church that caused you to change your mind?" He said, "Pastor," he said, "I appreciate every sermon you ever preached. I always enjoy them because you tell the truth." He said, "I enjoy every song that I hear the choir sing." He said, "Because I know it speaks of heaven and of God." But said, "It wasn't that, Pastor." He said, "You know, Pastor, I couldn't hit nothing. I'm a poor shot." And said, "Just look at the meat that God has given me." Said, "Surely he must love me or he wouldn't be so good to me." He said, "Because he loves me, I love him." And from this day on, I'm a servant. Brother, that's it. If we would just look around and see how good God is to us, count our blessings, then we'd be willing to take our place at His throne.
So good, God is so good, God is so good, He is so good to Yes, God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Oh, yes, God is so good. God is so good. Oh, God is so good. He's so good to me. I love Him so. I love Him so. I love Him so. And I love Him so. He's so good to. Let's be personal tonight. I love you so. Oh, yes. I love you so. I love you so. I love you so. He, you are so good to me. Oh, yes, God, you are so good. God, you've been so good. Oh, yes, Lord, God, you are so good. You are so good too. Oh, God is good. God is so so good. Oh God, you are so good. Lord, you've been so good to. Oh yes, I love you so. I love you so. So I love you so, Jesus. Oh, I love you so. I love you so. I love you so. I love you so. You are so good to all. Oh, God is good. God, Lord, you are so good. Oh, Lord, you are so good. Yes, Lord, you are so good. Father, dear Lord, we want to come to you tonight, Lord, just to find a way to express our gratitude to you. Not really a message, Lord, but trusting, believing that you will create an atmosphere, oh God, that will drive us, Lord, Father, to express our gratitude to you. You've been so good, Lord. You've been so good, Father. Lord, it's written in your word, Genesis chapter 1, verse 30. One, everything you made was very good. And you've been so good, Father. You've been so good. Father, you give us sleep. You wake us up. You put food on our table. You give us strength. You are a good God. So good, Lord. Lord, I don't want to even imagine in my mind, Lord, if it was not because of your goodness. Where my life could have been, oh Father, you've been so good. Lord, even to have given us the opportunity, Father, Lord. Coming to church is not a duty. That's why we must not be forced to come to church. We must not be begged to come to church. How many people just living a lonely life? They don't have no friends. They don't have nobody to talk to. They don't have a gathering like this to come, where people share the same value. We did not pay to join this church. When there are millions out there, they love God, they are serving God, but have not had the grace to see the message of the hour. And God, in his goodness, has brought us to a place are so good, Lord. Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Father. We appreciate everything, Lord, you are doing. You are a great God. You are a great God. You are a mighty God. You are great in your greatness, Lord. You are great in the things that you do. If not another one can be compared to you, you are a great God, Father. Lord, even as a church, you've been good to us, Lord. You have answered prayers. You have delivered us, O God. You've been dealing with our hearts. You've been speaking to us, O God. You've been changing our lives, oh Father, for the better. You are a good God. You are so good. You are so good. You are so good, Father. Thank you for everything that your grace is doing for us, Lord. You send your word. Right in this very same Psalm 107 is where you said you send your word and you heal us. You deliver us. Lord, it's not the preacher, it's not the man, it's you, the author of your word, that comes behind your word, Father. You are a good God. You are a good God, Jesus. We love you tonight, Father. You give us eyes to see. We have ears, Lord. We have strength in our body. We'll go home tonight. We'll retire to our bed. You will give us rest. You will give us sleep. Because you are a good God. When we are absent, Lord, Father, from this life, you watch over us, Lord. You give your angels charge over us to watch our going out, our coming in, our rising up, our sitting down. Even the things of ourselves that look so common that we care not for, we spend our time wandering on things that are not even connected to us. They are just material things. They come and go. But every detail of our life, even the hair on our head, you number. You are a good God. You are so good. You are so good. Father, as a church tonight, Lord, we just come this by this way to express our thanks and appreciation for all you've been doing for us, Lord. All that man will praise the Lord. All that the redeemed will say so. The redeemed will say it in testimony. But Father, we will not have to beg people to testify. We will not have to beg people to sing special. we all know you are a good God. You are a good God. And to you, our praise. To you, our worship. To you, our thanksgiving. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Let's just worship him a little bit. Sing. God is good all the time. Let's just sing there. Let's stand on our feet and worship the Lord. Sing the chorus now. Church has even gave up on him. And God would not even use a sermon to save him. God would not use a song to save him. God would just do something special. When he don't even know how to shoot a gun straight. And he recognizes his failure. He knows that he's not a good shooter. He knows that there is no way that he would have been able to achieve what he achieved if God was not good to him. He thinks about that. He said, Pastor, if I have to find myself on the sinner bench, I will start from there. I will get baptized. God being so good to me. Father, you know how I'm just struggling to hold my emotion. But Lord, just want to thank you tonight, Lord. Pray that God, you will make your word real to the heart of your people. Father, that we can be able to see your goodness in the simple things around our life. You are a good God. You are a good God. You are bringing us to an unexpected end. You are not making fool out of our lives. If we would just trust you, and commit our life in your hands. Not try to drive our own life and hold to the things that means the things that we think means to us. Sometimes we don't want to lose our personality because we want to be this rough person. We want to be this stubborn person. But if we would just commit our life into your hands, if you have been good to bring us this far, you remain good. To take us in the rapture. You remain good to give us the Holy Ghost. You remain good to change our life forever. Bless us now. Go with us, O Father. Until we meet, Lord God, on Sunday morning, keep us under your tender care. Thank you, Lord, tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I just couldn't even go in my notes tonight, but that's okay. That's the goodness of the Lord. If you are walking through the darkness and the shadows all around, we are dismissed. I tell you, do not fear.